From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Dr. John Jost, founder and director of Lumiere, a new chamber choir in Peoria. The choir performs on Sunday, March 1st at 6 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Peoria. John, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, you have had a wonderful career as professor emeritus at Bradley. You conducted the chorale, the community chorus, the chamber singers. But when it came to developing this new group, what was it that inspired you to do so? What gap in the community were you trying to fill?
Well, partly it was a thinking myself about retirement. I don't really have any hobbies other than music. I don't play golf, and you know there aren't all these things I was looking forward to doing. And due to some health difficulties, I had thought before I'd probably continue playing violin in orchestras around here and continue going to Haiti and working with the music program there that I've done. But a lot of this just didn't seem to be possible. And I woke up one morning and I just had this kind of fully formed idea of starting a small singing group. I've worked with a lot of the best singers in town. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'll just contact some of these singers. I sort of made a list. And I knew that they were busy people, that they didn't have time for something with a huge commitment, but I thought, okay, we'll do two concerts a year with six Sunday night rehearsals for each concert. These are all people who read music well. And then I got this name, Lumiere, which a little strange, but it means light. But I thought, well, that's what I'd like the sound of this group to be like.
So it
happened. I contacted these people. They all said yes, and now we're on our third concert.
In a sense, does this feel like a bit of an indulgence for both you as a director as well as the singers?
Yeah, and I suppose indulgence is a fair term because it's such a pleasure to work with these people. And of course, I've always loved the teaching experience, you know, starting with a raw talent, but maybe not a lot of knowledge and kind of sculpting or carving out a finished product, but it's also a pleasure to just, you know, say, okay, learn this music, mm-hmm. and we'll work on musical things and not notes and rhythms and that sort of thing. So I think for all of us, it's a pleasure. And I think for them, it's a pleasure they've earned because they've attained this skill through a lot of hard work.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. John, I want to take a moment and talk about how you've broken out this program. It's in three sections. And the first section of the program, to me, it seems like you're almost giving us a bit of a tour around the world. You've brought together composers from Argentina and England and spanning 500 plus years in the musical time frame. What's the common thread?
Yeah, it is quite of a quick tour. Well, actually, the title of the concert, our first concert a year ago, was called Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs. And it was quite a combination of, you know, again, five centuries of music. This is called Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs 2, but it's a little different. A lot of the texts are almost mystical in quality, but the beginning part, I would say, is sort of organized around Lent and Easter themes. One of my favorite pieces that we're singing is a Haitian piece written by a Haitian composer friend of mine called Alleluia, and he took as inspiration these roving bands of dancers and singers that go around during Lent, basically causing mischief and drinking a lot of cheap rum and asking for money. And it's a totally secular thing, but he's kind of woven this into the Easter story and the disciples running around very excited. And it's a lot of fun to sing. But then there's also a piece by Tomás Luis de Victoria, which comes from the Spanish Renaissance, which is a very passionate and very deliberately expressive piece. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be more contrast.
Speaking of contrast, you also have a piece on this first part of the program by a composer, Zachary Wadsworth, who brings many new elements to this type of music.
Right. This is a piece that was written just a few years ago, and I came across it somewhere. I hadn't actually heard it, but I saw the music and I thought, this looks very different. Mm-hmm. It's written for two choirs, and since we're a very small group, we have just a solo quartet in the back of the church and the rest of the choir in front. And it's the kind of piece where you just don't know what's going to happen next. It's not terribly dissonant or off-putting, but it's kind of a combination of anxiety and serenity, if that makes any sense. Yeah, it's quite an amazing piece. And I do want to mention, before we run out of time, the third part of the program is Benjamin Britten's Rejoice in the Lamb, which is a very exciting piece. The text is by Christopher Smart, who wrote in the 1700s, and he actually wrote this text in an insane asylum. Mm. He was unbalanced, but very devout. And you have animals coming and praising God, and you have letters and what these letters mean, and you have sounds that he tries to describe. It's almost like he might have had synesthesia, which is where the senses get mixed up. People see smells and hear colors and see sounds as colors. But it's an amazing text, and Britten just does such a wonderful job of making the music just as colorful as the text. So this is the last part of our concert. It's about a 15-minute piece.
Dr. John Jost conducts the Lumiere Chamber Choir on Sunday, March 1st at 6 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Peoria. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.